Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Tibble Nibbles, where we go to Hawksmoor Knightsbridge for Sunday lunch. So this was a branch of Hawksmoor that I hadn't been to before. I think I've been to all of the others with the exception of Seven Dials, and I like the decor that they tend to do. I really like the Art Deco, that they have at Air Street, that sort of long, narrow with the stained glass. I think that's a really lovely dining room. This one is actually fairly similar. I really like it's another basement. The lighting's really lovely. I think the chandeliers they have are really nice. I think the chairs and the tables are super comfortable and just about the right distance apart for everybody. And so we went in, and when we went in, actually, the place was probably less than half full. It did fill up fairly quickly once we got there, but still actually wasn't full by the time we left. So I thought that was quite interesting. I'm guessing that's why they're doing the special offer here on a weekend. So nobody actually went for starters, I don't think. We got stuck straight into the main course, which was the Sunday lunch, and it was absolutely superb. I've had Sunday lunch in a lot of places. I'm going to do a review of actually my local pub, which does a really, really good Sunday lunch, but we'll come to that at another time. But this certainly rates as, I think, one of the best, if not the best, beef Sunday lunch in London. As you'd expect for Hawksmoor, the option is beef. I don't think you can have anything else. I like the fact that the meat comes, you know, you can either have it well done or medium rare. Those are your options. So everybody on the table, I think there was 12, maybe even 14 of us, we had all medium rare, and it was perfectly cooked. The meat was so succulent and tender. I think certainly the best meat I've had for a Sunday roast in London for, you know, forever, basically. It came with sort of seasonal spring mixed veg, with carrots, roast potatoes, an enormous Yorkshire pudding, which actually they put one of the potatoes in the Yorkshire pudding, which I thought was really nice. And it also came with a roasted shallot and roasted garlic as well, which I think I probably ate wrongly. What I should have done was I squeezed it all out and tried to eat it. And I think really what I should have done was squeezed it out and then spread it on things as some kind of sauce. So it was a little bit garlicky. Again, my only little quibble is, and to be fair, they will give you more if you ask, is you never quite get enough gravy. But to be fair, I like my Sunday roast to resemble something like soup. I would quite happily eat my Sunday roast in a bowl. And as standard when I'm at home, and my mum or dad have done Sunday roast, you'll always get a spoon to eat the gravy with after the meal. So I'm one of those people who believes that that your dinner should be absolutely swimming in gravy, and that it's pretty much the best bit. Hawksmoor gravy is fantastic. I thought all the veg was cooked really, really well. There was loads of food. I mean, for 20 quid, it's an absolute bargain. So we had that. The roast potatoes were probably the weak spot. But then again, I think any restaurant roast potato is always going to have a difficult time standing up against, you know, a home roast potato. My mum does the best roast potatoes in the world. And if anyone disagrees, well, you're wrong. but I do find that Blacklock actually Sunday roast, for the other folks that I covered off in a previous episode, have the best sort of mass-produced roast potatoes that I've ever had. I think the Hawksmoor Knightsbridge ones were a little bit undercooked. They're not quite fluffy enough on the inside, but the outside was lovely and crispy. And to be fair, once I'd mashed it up in my gravy like a heathen, they went down very nicely. So the food was excellent. The service was super good. You know, attentive as always. I do like the service in Hawksmoor. I think they get the balance very right between between friendly and efficient and making sure that everybody has what they want. You know, nothing was really too much trouble in terms of bringing horseradish or French mustard or you know, any other condiment that you wanted, really. Of course, there was dessert. There was only three of us that managed dessert. The others were quitters. And I had what I always have when I go to Hawksmoor, of sticky toffee pudding. It's my favourite dessert, and I think Hawksmoor does the best sticky toffee pudding anywhere pretty much that I've had. Again, it would be nice if it came with custard. I'm pretty sure at one point I did ask for them to do it with custard, and they did do it for me, I think. But that was quite a few years ago, so we'll see what happens. But it comes with vanilla ice cream on the top and very nice sauce, so that went down really well. The other thing that that one of my friends had was the Ambassador's Reception, which was incredibly impressive. It's basically a posh Ferrero Rocher, but enormous. So it comes in like a milk chocolate half shell, and inside you've got hazelnut and various other bits and bobs with gold leaf on the top. A real visual treat. I did get to try a little bit of it, and it was pretty amazing. I mean, the inside hazelnut stuff was basically like like Nutella should taste. You know, if you made Nutella out of all, you know, sort of really good ingredients, that's basically what you would come out with. And it was absolutely fabulous. And that's something that's worth a try if you've had enough of their sticky toffee pudding. So at the end of the day, it cost, you know, 20 quid for the main course plus service. I think I had that. I wasn't drinking as I was driving, and the sticky toffee pudding. So for what, 30 quid, I had, you know, quite possibly the best beef Sunday roast in London. So if they still do that offer, I heartily recommend making a trip round. You can do what some of my friends did, which was then go to Harrods afterwards and wait out for the food hall to start reducing the food at the end of the day. Like I understand they did. I'm not quite sure what they bought, but I'm sure they had a really nice time. But yeah, I think in summary, I thought the venue was lovely. I think it's a really, really nice dining room. The staff were great. The food was spectacular. You know, it's Hawksmoor. And Hawksmoor for 20 quid really can't be beat. So if you've been and had Sunday lunch there, or if you think there's a better Sunday lunch somewhere in London, I'm really, really keen to hear about it. Please email me on tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's tibblenibbles@gmail.com. Or you can Twitter me at tibblenibbles. So at tibblenibbles. And let me know what you think. And also, this is my 11th podcast. I'm very keen to get your feedback and tell me what you think. Are there any places that you think that I should go? Is there anything that you particularly want me to cover when I talk about these restaurants? Any kind of feedback would be very much appreciated. And please rate and review wherever you download this podcast. So thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.